Roddy BA Mobile.
Air Mobile.
How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm just a lot better man than you are, and superior in every sense, and so I'd say I'm doing okay.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Howdy there, Mr. Rusty. And Tom was just expounding on how well he's doing, so how are you doing today?
You know what, David, after a statement like that, I don't think I want to have anything to say on, I'm doing all right today. Had to get out and run some errands, pick up some stuff at the mailbox, which I got to go to now, and pick up something at Wally World, which I just did, and then go by the grocery store to grab something for lunch, supper, and then I'll be headed home. And hello, Tom.
Hello, Rusty. Oh, with a statement like that, I was leaving myself wide open there, purposely. And I'm glad you got to hear me today anyways, Rusty. I know the pleasure's all yours. But, Dave, I'm in an ornery mood. We've been shopping, and I'm about shopped out, and about out of money, and we're heading to the fruit market and then to Aldi's.
If you're out of money, then we're all in trouble.
Notice that whenever Tom is out, he's also always coming or going from the grocery store all the time, you know, or the someplace to get more food. It just always seems that way. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, I have bean cherries and a strawberry pie with just two pieces missing out of it waiting on me at home. But I needed some tomatoes for my cottage cheese, so I had to go to fruit market. And, oh, grocery stores are easy. Wait till you go to Costco's and Sam's and the Army store in Landrum all in one day. Arg.
Does all that, so she'd rather go than let me go, and so anyway, she has to be out and about anyway, so, and I don't, but I am going to play tennis tonight.
There he goes with that word, four-letter word again. He's going to play, Tom. Anyway, well, my computer crashed the other night again, and so I'm having to work off my laptop again. Can't get my computer to the repair shop till tomorrow. Had a sneeze come on there. I didn't think you wanted me to sneeze in your ear. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, it's starting to cloud up out here too, guys. I got to put on my mask because I got to go in, and it's great talking to you all. Really enjoy it, and maybe I'll catch you in a little bit. But I'll tell you, Rusty, here's the tip of the day. Only highfalutin rich people play tennis, so there you got the rest of the story, unfortunately. So we know who's got the money. KB4CBA to take it, and 0LTR73s, guys.
Hello, Tom, I wish I had half the money you thought I did.
David, and good afternoon, Tom. Talk to you again later, because I'll be on the road for a little bit, and I'm sure you'll be back out in the car. So I hope you're going to wait till it's a little bit cooler in the day before you go out to get on that tennis court, Dave. Otherwise, they're going to need to call EMS on you tonight.
Play right now. It is getting cloudy, and it may even rain. But we'll be in the bubble, so, and they have, I guess you could call it air conditioning. It's ventilated, very well ventilated, and it's comfortable. You know, if you really go at it, you might break a sweat, so that's about it. So, but you gotta work hard at it. And, which we do most of the time. So anyway, so, hopefully we'll be in the bubble.
Well, I need to make a phone call and tell them to put you out on the hot court and I'll no bubble for you. Well, anyway, did you get your antenna fixed and your lawn and your sprinkler system fixed, or are they still digging holes and tearing things up at your yard?
Through digging holes, they still got some of the post to put in concrete, that, in other words, they haven't quite finished the deck yet, the railings and that type thing, and probably they're not working today. I guess they don't have the materials or something, I don't know. Anyway, but Jason said they'd be there tomorrow, and because we have a few concerns that we wanted to discuss with him. And but other than that, it's going well. I'm trying to figure out how I can get Steve's antenna up, at least as a temporary HF antenna.
From him.
Vertical antenna, and I can't remember who makes it, but it's a tall thing, and you have to tether it, and I'm not even sure what bands it covers, but I don't really care. I know it doesn't cover 80 meters. I remember that. I remember him saying, I was telling him, you know, you need to check into the 80 meter sideband net. And he says, well, I can't get on 80 meters. But that was when he had the vertical.
Well, you know, we can tell the rich guys because he's got all the money now, putting up a tower and putting beams on top of it and all that type of stuff. So, yeah, we know where all of the money is. He's making all of it. The rest of us aren't. But at least he's working and paying Social Security so I can get my check every month and all. But anyway, well, hopefully you'll get things figured out. And have you figured out how to get your antenna back, the G5RV or whatever it is you got up in the air back down? You should be able to just untie the ends of it and grab the coax and pull it back down to the ground. I mean, when they cut your coax, it was in the ground, wasn't it? It wasn't up in the air.
They cut the lead that was buried in the ground 6 inches. They hit it dead center. They couldn't have done it better. They'd have used the GPS.
The mobile. Well, that's usually the way it is. I mean, when your antenna gets damaged like that, it's usually a perfect hit. And, you know. Oh, well. But I'm sure you'll get it fixed. And well, you should be able to just pull that coax up and make you up a little short piece and put you some connectors on each end and, you know, get you something, some tubing or something to wrap it all in and then connect the two broken ends together, put ends on them and connect them back together and then cover it all up nice and seal it up and then put it back in the ground.
I've got it ready. I've got a PLC-59 soldered onto it. I lost about 8 feet, but I have it extra length in the house, and I can make up that 8 feet, no problem. So the problem is they pulled down all the coax from the ballam up there at the top of the antenna. So the only thing that's up there that I can pull on is the cord that's tied to it. Unfortunately, somehow or another, the cord is on the wrong side of all the tree limbs. So if I pull down on the cord, it just pulls up on pulls the antenna up instead of down. So I've got to He said he was going to climb that tree, so I'm just going to see if he'll take that cord up with him and just flip it over the other side, and then I can, then I should be able to pull it down.
Well, now, how'd they pull your coax down from up, break it off at the ballon? How'd they do that? I mean, it was connected, wasn't it? Was it connected to the ballon with a 259, or was it soldered?
LTV-59, but it just came out. It was a used antenna. I mean, it's I don't know how old it is. So, and I didn't check any of those connections because it was working so well. I figured, why mess with it? you don't fix it if it's not broken. That's my philosophy.
Yeah, they get old. If it ain't broke, don't fix it things. I tell you what, there's a service station at the end of my road where there's a couple of convenience stores and service stations, and the little service station has my gas, my Exxon gas, and I tell you what, from day before yesterday, Saturday to today, they went up 10 cents a gallon on gas. And I'm about tempted to call the state and complain about price gouging.
Because the station I get my gas from is, it's called Paris. I don't know how you pronounce it, P-A-R-A-S, and it's $1.64.
It's from 179 to 189 between Saturday when I was out and saw it, and today, when I'm out. So that's like 10 cents a gallon to go up in a day. Now, I don't think, I know gas prices are going up because they're not selling as much, but I can't see it going up that much in one day. All right, I'll be back in a minute or two. I'm here at the post office. Let me run inside and see if anything I got has gotten here yet. I'll talk to you in a few minutes, David. KB4CBA, W2T.
Well, I got to stop and get some gas here in a minute, too. W2T, KB4CBA, mobile.